we're getting smart. We send the salespeople out there first to go make sure before we send the crews out there. So, I don't know. It's a new world. You know, before when I did it, things weren't ready. You'd get phone calls. Hey, we're really sorry. Nowadays, that's kind of a lost art.
Yep, I hear you on that one. Unfortunately and luckily on this one, I'm the sales guy and the operational guy. So it's my client, but somehow I ended up managing the project also. So we'll see. I'm getting there early, and my team should be there probably 8:30. So worst case, I call them off if it's not done, but it should be done. If it's not, they're going to be in a real pickle because school starts really soon.
Oh, yeah. And that'll even add to the excitement. Alrighty. I got to go get dressed here, so pleasure talking to you. And good luck with your projects. And like I said, all the same, just different product mix, the way of the world. So hopefully it goes your way and you'll be done before the school starts. So, I will chat with you later. N-A-K-P-P.
All right, have a great day. K-E-R-U-H, monitoring.
W-8-S.
Yeah?
Well, maybe. Are you driving again?
Yeah, I've heard of my 4:30 meeting that's coming in today. You tell her on a car.
How often they make you come in now?
Supposed to be 3 days a week, but usually two.
Get anything done on the other days?
I get more done at home than at work.
That's often the case. The problem is, any job that can be done effectively from home without any local presence can be outsourced to Bangalore.
Yep, that's what everybody's saying. It can be done from home, it can be done from India.
Yep. It might be shoddy work, but they hire one competent person to oversee the team from Bangalore, and they got to fly back and forth all the time. And then they have a crew of barely competent engineers handling the rest. Oh, man. It doesn't matter what I do, I'm running into just absolute ripping traffic.
Yeah, there's something going on southbound 95. I'm at 91, and I still got a half hour.
Well, they got Cass and Grossbeck completely boogered up this morning, and so I come up to Hall Road and shoot Hall across, but I went to get on the ramp at the freeway, and it's barely moving, and so I took, I'm on Auburn here, or whatever, running along the freeway, but this has come to a complete stop. I don't know where I am now. Ryan? I don't know. So, this is horrible. I don't know what's going on, but all the roads heading west off of the Quinner up around M59 are just stop and go.
Yeah, when you take like Van Dyke or one of those other ones to get north, I think I end up going a little further north because the M59 kind of angles after the mound, right?
No, it stays pretty straight, but, no, I've got, everything's messed up. It doesn't matter what route, there's no good route. They've got,
You've got Van Dyke you can't go north on. And DeQuinner's fine, but whatever it is going on here at 59, it's all butched up. I'm about a half mile back to the light in bumper-to-bumper traffic trying to get through the single lane, trying to get through at Ryan. The light isn't kind for this. There's just no getting around it. Everywhere you go, there's something broken down.
Yeah, that's, they don't coordinate that stuff very well. And, a few years ago, they had every mile road in Warren was under construction.
All right, I'm through that mess. Now I got a heading north on Ryan. I got to figure out where I'm gonna, what alternate route I'm gonna take east.
Yeah, there's no good one.
Yeah, because I'm the other side of, is it Bloomer? Whatever, I'm on the side of, so nothing goes through. Utica and Auburn kind of just dump right back down into that mess. Hamlin doesn't go through. I'm going to probably have to run this all the way up to 22.
Should be out of the hole now.
I just went by the north entrance to River Bend. I'm at 22 in Shelby.
You're at 22 across.
Yep, I know. That's the plan. I'm going to run 22. I don't know where to. Romeo Point, maybe? No. Probably right to north.
There's a crossover right there of Big Drake Elizabeth. Yes, what's the road right after Heinrich? I don't remember. It's a little over there, I can't even remember.
I don't know, what was it, Tilch or Card, one of them?
I think it was Card, actually, yeah. You can take Car down, and that'll be closer to Elizabeth.
Hell, I'm just trying to get the other side of Van Dyke at this point. And I want coffee still.
Yeah, that'll be something I'll meet you to work.
Funny when you... Traffic not moving, how you look around at stuff you never look noticed. There's this little, it looks like a house right at 22 in Van Dyke. It looks like it's unoccupied. And I says, so you go, I wonder what's the story with that place. And then, but the first thing I do is I start looking up at all the power wires. Thinking, yeah, that's a mess. Wouldn't want to live there.
Hey, if you take 22 to Card, you can go visit Mrs. Mathers.
I thought he was off of Heidenreich.
Well, I said Mrs., the ex-wife.
Oh. Yeah, I'll pass.
And north end of the road there, there's a mansion with a whole bunch of shrubs out front. That's her house.
How'd she get a mansion?
She got half his stuff.
Is that the, Is that the baby mama from way back? I didn't think he was anybody then. But they can continue to keep coming at you forever.
I don't know. Maybe he gave her that to for child support. Well, yeah, I guess that might have been it. It's child support. Is that that's a percentage of your pay?
I thought he had her. I thought that was the whole thing. He raised her. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know the story.
Yeah, I know Kim is there, and then Marshall's in, there's like a gated community behind the elementary school my kids went to, the Cherokee. He could throw a rock from his backyard hit by the elementary school.
I prefer to think of it as he could throw a rock from the elementary school and hit his house, but...
Well, you know, same difference, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw him one morning, but I don't know, it's, somebody was, pulling out of Heinrich with, a fancy car and pretty blonde, pasty looking dude, but, I don't know if it was him or not, but you never know, it's possible.
Yeah, really surprised that of all the places that's where he lives. You know, it's just such a weird area. Not really anywhere I plan on going. I mean, if you're not going to live in the D, he wants to stay around here. I guess he's a East Sider when all is said and done, so there's that. But it's kind of a weird place for somebody of his wealth.
One of many. I went in Rochester Hills too, and I don't know, some other places, but anyway, I have beat you to work, so I will say 7-3 before I get in the parking garage, and talk to you later, so you need to be at one.
Alrighty, catch you later. I'm finally rolling, 22 in Hayes. W8FU.
NAGYU monitoring. Anybody around for about 2 seconds? I guess not. NAGYU clear. Can anybody tell me where this repeater is? I seem to be having issues here. NAGYU clear.
NHKPP. NHKPP. W8FU.
What's going on?
Oh, just, you know, point A to point B. Just leaving the downtown office, heading for the regular office. We got, I don't know if they got the road all monkeyed up here or not. Traffic is slow, but nope, looks like it's still open.
On a day like today, I would take advantage of the road being monkeyed up. Open the windows and talk on the radio. That's how I'd handle that one.
Yeah, so they're closing down Cass and Grosbeck, and there's been a whole series of typos and misinformation. Apparently, they're going to shut it down 9 p.m. tomorrow. So tomorrow night, they're going to shut it down, and that's going to be down for, I think they said, 5 days. So I am off Friday, so that means hopefully I don't have to deal with it. Well, 5 days I will, but so there you go.
Is it for an event or is it for construction?
I don't know. It's water and sewer project. I don't know if it's water, sewage, both. But there's something going on with that. They got to tear up the center of the intersection, and so you'll be able to get to the intersection from all directions. But when you get to the intersection, no matter which way or no matter which road, you got to turn right. So there's no going through. And you know, so they have all sorts of alternative routes penciled, you know, for. Depending on which direction you're coming from, but every way coming up to the intersection of Cass and Grosbeck must turn right.
Well, in certain situations, you could be going in a circle for quite a long time. Yeah, very good. I've been working on my extra, and that is going to take more time than I thought. There's a lot of things I don't know about. Thought I could just breeze through this one, but this one is going to be more difficult.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you probably want to do it just to, you know, get the T-shirt, but you get pretty much all the good stuff with your general. You know, the tech's great, but the general gives you a pretty good chunk of everything. There's nothing you can't do as a general. There's just a few small places you can't do it in. You know, they section off a little bit of the band. So that's all you're really going to get. And, you know, and then if you ever want to do volunteer examining, if you're a general, you know, you'll only be able to test for technician in general. You won't be able to sit in on an extra test, but there's not many other caveats or any other issues with not with getting it. So I would remember, but you got the good stuff.
That's unusual. Your signal wasn't very good there. Yeah, I think it's more about the T-shirt. I don't think it's so much about where to go. I think it's about the T-shirt and the letters. So, but whatever. I thought, okay, you know, the general wasn't too bad. And, but this one here, a lot of things. Inductive, capacitance, resistance, and what happens when you put them all together, and what happens when you take one of them out, and what happens when you hit a certain point of resonance. And, I mean, it's all sorts of stuff that I never realized. So, so I'm also watching YouTube videos, because I'm more of a, I just don't want to take the test. I kind of want to know what they're talking about, you know, so at least I can kind of like, okay, rule out a couple really bad answers. So, but
apparently this one's going to take a handful of months to get. But yeah, you were right. You hit it on the nose. It's about the T-shirt, you know, so it can say extra on it, or the 2x2 or whatever I get for a call.
Yep, there's the T-shirt, the little bit of extra privilege, and you know, in the bragging rights. But the probably the biggest is getting to be able to run a 2x1 or a 1x2. That's the biggest thing. All right. Anyhow, I'm here at the shop. This is a very bad area. That's probably why. But I switched over to UMP, so I should be fine. I'm going to get inside. I got a few things I got to do, and I got to get back to another meeting at 3, so got to get on it now. W8FU.
Very good. Tell the team I said hi. Come over someday. Maybe we'll grab some pizza and bring it over their way someday, and real soon. I'll talk to you guys later. Pizza's on me. N8KPP, or as somebody called me, N8K Pawpaw, which I never put that together. Later.
I was going to say you want to try to get N8KP, but you might want N8PP. no, anyhow. All right. W8FU, catch you later.
N8KPP, heading back to work.
My audio, like, raspy or, like, overdriven or anything?
Let's see. Could be a touch hot.
Yeah, I'm on the UMP, and I know that machine is, like, if you really get up on it, it really gets, it's really bad. Yeah, I keep meaning to get up there and take a look at it. We got plenty of things to look at up there. I think some of Randy's equipment he's interested in needs attention, and the UMP needs attention, and everything needs attention.
Yeah. Well, this never ends.
Doing the infrastructure, huh? Oh, yeah. No problem. I just, you know, just setting the time aside. And we got to get back on. It's going to be hard to remotivate, but we got to get back on Richmond. We got a lot of work to do there. So, got to just, I suppose when the all the summer camping trips and things like that wear off, we'll probably get something slated.
Yeah, that's the trick, getting everybody coordinated. A few weeks ago, it was the last minute, hey, we're doing a tower day, and just so happened I didn't have the kids that weekend, so it worked out that I could, we were at three different tower sites that day. And get quite a bit done.
I'll tell you, it's a lot of work. Really is, and gotta say hats off to the guys that continuously, you know, show up to these without complaining. Well, I wouldn't know about that. Jeff's always complaining about something.
Well, any other schlup that has to climb up the tower.
Okay, I'm just making the turn into my next destination. I got a 3:30, so I got plenty of time to park and get up and get ready. So I will talk to you shortly, or in a while, or whatever. W8FU.
Alrighty. You can turn your head and cough, and I'll have to hear how your date with Kim went later. You be at one.
Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
I took another route home today to avoid some problems I ran into, and this road's closed.
They're all closed. It feels that way, doesn't it?
K8RUH.
It's unbelievable, Anthony. It doesn't matter which route I take, which way I go. I will drive into the accident, the construction, the road closure. It just doesn't matter. Say, today I took an alternate route in because I got a heads up that they were going to have the intersection at Cass and Grosbeck shut down. So I said, okay, I'm going to take a different route in. It took me 20 additional minutes to get in. It was so jacked up. I had to go way out of my way. And then when I got to Cass and Grosbeck, oh, no, they really meant they were going to shut it down on Thursday. Like, so they can't even get telling me in advance down pad. It's like, oh, anyhow, I digress.
You don't happen to be on 94 eastbound between, like, St. Clair Shores and 59, are you?
Negative. No, I was on, I decided to take Moravian, and I was on Moravian at Utica or something. I don't know. Anyhow, it was just all shut down, and so they sent me down Garfield or whatever the hell it is here, and now I'm on 15 miles. I mean, it all gets me where I'm going, but it's just so weird how it doesn't matter where I go, I'm going to run into the bridge that's out, the road that's flooded out, the construction, the accident, doesn't matter. And then if I pay attention to what they say, that won't happen.
Yeah, you have been having some issues. I've talked to you a few times where you're stuck in traffic from flooding or whatever nonsense is happening.
Yeah, I decided to take 696 to 94 on the way in one day. You know, that's a, you know, it's a little bit longer miles-wise, but it's just as fast, maybe even faster, and especially if I want to make this one particular stop. You know, it's the way to go. So, and that was after those rains where they completely flooded out, 94 and 696. And it's like, you know, go figure. That's the day I decided to take that route. Today it was M59 and DeQuinner was just a nightmare. And M59, as far as I could see, east off of DeQuinner and this in the tributary roads, you know, in that area, just everything was boogered up. But enough complaining. How are you doing? How's your drive going? And I'm good now. I'm back at ground zero, no harm, no foul, and making progress.
My drive was not bad today. I was more out in your neck of the woods than normal. I was in Clinton Township at some of the Chippewa Valley schools today doing computer replacements for them before the school year starts. But so I took a different route home, obviously, but luckily didn't hit any traffic.
There you go. Well, for any reason, you got to be up that way starting tomorrow at 9 p.m., so pretty much all Friday, they're going to have the Cass and Grosbeck all jacked up. You can drive to Cass and Grosbeck in any direction, from any direction, but you'll have to turn right. Doesn't matter which way you're coming from, you've got to turn right. So, you got to work that into your plans.
But I'm going to Ventimiglia's. I'm going to get myself some Caprese salad and maybe look at one of them subs they got.
No, you know what? Somewhere along the line, I'm sure we're related, but not directly related to those folks. I am related to, Andrea's Fish Market. There's one at Harper and Crocker, one at 12 in Gratiot. That's my dad and his brothers that own those.
Oh, yeah, I know the one at Harper and Crocker. Yeah, I'll be darned. But, my wife's not a fish person. She eats, battered fish sticks. That's about the extent of her fish, so it's not really something I do. I try to, do up some fish a lot, but I don't shop it as much as most because of that. But, good old Ventimiglia's. I don't know if you've ever had one of their subs. Oh, God, they're so good. I mean, everything they got in that place is so good.
Yeah, I've been there many times. I haven't been in a long time, but maybe in the next week or so I'll have to go there for lunch.
The other one I really like is Bomarito's. Their cannolis are just out of this world. Nobody makes cannolis like Bomarito's. And they've got a sub, which is, it's oddly good. It's there's nothing special about it when you look at it. But there's just something about it, It's just one of my favorites, and just to name a few things. But their cannolis and their subs are outstanding at Bomarito's as well.
Oh yeah, I live about half a mile from there, a mile from there. So we find our way in there often. And those folks, I am related to those folks in there somewhere along the line.
There you go. Yeah, but I don't know. What do you think, being Paisano? What, them cannolis live up to it? In my opinion, best ever, but I'm not Italian.
They are some darn good cannolis. I will tell you, they have the best cassata cake I've ever had, which is the cake with the cannoli filling in it. Holy moly, that stuff is so good.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those. When was it? About a year ago. I forget what it was for. I think it was one of the family get-togethers, and they said bring dessert, and I got a cassata cake from there. Yeah, it was excellent. It really was. And, of course, their cannoli filling was so good, it would only be great in that, right? Their cannolis are just a little different. A lot of cannolis have almost like a pudding kind of a texture to them, and theirs are lighter. They're kind of more of a... I don't know. It's just they're different, and oh so good. But and they refuse to make them even 2 minutes before you get there. Yeah. So I've tried. I said, can you whip me up a dozen? I'll be there to pick them up. Nope. We make them when you get here.
Yeah, that place is really good. And on a Saturday afternoon, man, the line is out the door. It gets wild over there.
Yeah, I've been pretty close. I don't think I've ever been out the door, but I've had it. It's been packed, standing room only. You just grab a ticket, you just got to walk around waiting. But all right, Anthony, I'm pulling in the Ventimiglia's here, and I'm going to go get me my salad. I just had a hankering for that Caprese salad. I've got dinner at home. I just wanted some of that for some reason. I don't know. Sometimes you just get a hankering for something. I'm not pregnant, but you know how it goes. All right, anyhow, I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
All right, Sean, I'll talk to you later. I just pulled up at home. K8RUH, clear.
N8KPP.
VA3TKA. This is Victor Alpha 3 Tango Kilo Alpha coming in from Mount Hope, Ontario. Sitting here beside my HF radio. I'm currently on 7.190. Just wondering if anybody wants to try me on HF. VA3TKA, that's Victor Alpha 3 Tango Kilo Alpha, on 7.190. This is Victor Alpha 3 Tango Kilo Alpha, and coming in from, or via Echolink, from Mount Hope, Ontario. Currently sitting beside my HF rig. I'm sitting on 7.190. Just wondering if anybody would like to try me there. This is VA3TKA, Victor Alpha 3 Tango Kilo Alpha.
TE8TFM, W8EAP.
TE8TFM.
You out on the boat?
Yeah, we're on the boat, casting and retrieving. They were reporting musky out here by the spillway, and sure enough, we got two of them already, so far pretty good. A little windy, though.
That's cool. Spillway, like south of Metro Beach, right?
Yeah, south of Metro Beach and all the way in towards the shore where the spillway dumps out. I'm looking at Beacon Cove Marina. They're almost in front of that.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, so that's where we used to keep our boat, Beacon Cove. So, yep, that's okay. I was just confirming it was the same spillway. Maybe there's another one, I don't know. It's been years since I've been out on that lake.
Yeah, I think the boys like fishing with me. I always get them on fish. They're spoiled.
That's cool. Probably helps that you get the Captain Don's Fisherman's Handbook handy.
Oh, he saved me a ton of work and time with the sturgeon. That's a big learning curve if you don't get the pro tips.
Well, I know where they hang out, and I know that they hang out at the bottom, so that's about all I know. It's sturgeon season still. He was saying, I thought he said you can only fish for them certain times of the year.
Back, I just caught one.
Caught a sturgeon?
Yeah, caught another muskie. I'll be back in a bit.
Roger. Talk to you in a bit. W8EAP.
W8EAP is KEATFM.
Yeah, Beta Mobile. You still there, Dave?
It ain't KPP.
Yep. Just navigating traffic. KS Beta.
I only be here for about 5. I'm going to head towards the office. Go with the cleaning crew in. So I heard you there. I was in the house. I heard you on the radio in the house. I figured maybe he'll be there. That's what I call out. So how are you doing?
doing pretty good. I just been stuck on the computer the last 2 days. So I gotta take a drive. I gotta do something. I gotta get out of the house for a little bit. So, so going to check on the old house one more time, and then maybe take a drive to the new one. So, and then I'll probably do some work when I get back. Don't have to, but it's kind of like one of those things where I'm like so close to being done that I just want to finish it and be done. And but if I don't get it done, it's okay.
I take it you fared well last time I saw you in person. You were worried about your employment, so I take it you got a stay of execution.
Yep. Yeah, it was touch and go for a moment there. I didn't know. Nobody knew what was going on, but it was like one of those things where your hands are tied, it's out of your control, and then once the winds of change or whatever go by. Yeah. But my boss, he's been on vacation, so there really isn't too much direction right now. But you know, there's kind of vague. Here's what to work on in the meantime, but it's not really a clear direction. But yeah, I know everybody is on the other side with it, so I think a lot of the emotions are finally down and all that stuff. But yeah, it was going to be interesting there if something happened.
Yeah, I've had that happen twice in my career. Once I made it. Once I didn't. So the second time I was a little bit better off financially, so that turned out pretty good, but I was able to find another job like relatively short order, and that was the second time. And the first time I was working for a big company, and I called my supervisor up, and they had this big meeting in Grand Rapids, and everybody had to be there, and I was one of the ones that was uninvited, and I got all nervous, and I called my boss up, him and I get along real good, and I said, hey, Greg, why is there this big meeting and I'm not invited? Do I need to know something? And he goes, yeah, this isn't a meeting that you need to be at. So I said, okay, and he says, and you're not to call anybody. So that's when I figured out that time I was on the good side of it. So I guess in my career, I only got another couple more years to work, but in my career, I bet 50-50.
Yeah, I feel like a cat with 9 lives. I keep on using my lives every time, but yeah, no, I've gone through this before. And I've never been in a position where I had to really worry about it. The thing is this was bad timing, you know, with the, you know, old house, new house, and things kind of in limbo. I'm not in a, a comfortable state right now. I'm in kind of like a, what do they call it? There's a word for it. It's like limbo, but it's like a limbatic state or something. I forgot what the term was. I had a liminal space. There you go. I'm in a liminal space right now where you're kind of just looking down the hallway and kind of in between.
Yeah, I get it. So, like I said, both times I knew it was coming. I just didn't know what side of the fence I was on. So I was really surprised because at that time, the time I survived it, I had the Kalamazoo market, and the other guy had the Grand Rapids market, so I figured the guy that had the Grand Rapids market was going to be the one that survived, and he didn't. And the reason I survived is because, I'll tell you a real quick IT story. Remember when we had to do all the networking ourselves and 192, 168, we got 1.2, 3, 4, you know, everything else? I knew how to do all of that stuff, and the other guy didn't, and that was the reason I survived. Because it really had nothing to do with sales or anything else, or merit or seniority, it was whatever. The guy that had to make the decisions, he just didn't want to go and have to do every one of those. So sometimes it pays to have a little bit of knowledge. So with that, I got to let you go, dude. I am pulling in the work parking lot, and the people are here waiting for me to shut the alarm off and open the door. So, 73, have a good day, and hope all goes well with the house. NAKPP.
73, KAFADA.
KF8S from KF8BKS. Still around, Dave?
Yep, still here for a few more minutes. What's up? How's your application going?
You read my mind. That is why I'm calling you. The application is in process. It has been approved, payment made. Payment cleared. The organization that's doing it, they have access to, you know, make the payment for on my behalf, and it's just a matter of time now. So, you know, you don't have to deal with my similar call sign much longer, it looks like. So I thought I'd give you some good news.
Cool. Very good. Was it? Were you able to do W5YI? Did they take care of everything for you? I'm curious what the experience is. Is it somebody you would recommend? Like if somebody wanted to do this themselves, you know, down the road.
Well, to be brutally honest, I'd rather recommend you than them. But I know they are very good. They were very helpful, and it was very well handled, and I would highly recommend them after I recommend you.
Very good. Yeah, because I heard, what's his name? You probably don't know who the guy is, Gordon West. He was, like, famous back in the 80s for doing the Morse code tapes, and he's, like, kind of like a ham radio celebrity. He's on face on a lot of the training books and stuff. Well, there's a net out in California that he goes on, and I heard him recommend that to somebody else, so that's what kind of jogged my memory. It's like, oh, yeah, you could just call the W5YI people. They'll walk you through it. So, cool. Good to know if this happens again for anybody else out there that needs a new vanity or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty daunting to navigate the FCC site. You could do it, you know, but, you know, you got to go to a different site for payment, and you got to go to a different area to do the application. Are you filling the boxes out correctly? These guys are the ones that are actually entering it in the computer for the FCC, so they should know, and, you know, what they need. They should know what you need to get it through and all that stuff.
Well, I'm dumb enough to try it on my own, and got to a point where I got stuck, and I ended up calling them directly, and we got through it real quick, and then I had to wait for them to get access to my FRN number, and got the email from the FCC about that, and that was yesterday. Monday? Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday I did that. And as I was going through it, I couldn't find to get to the box where it says either you approve it or you deny it. And I couldn't get to that box somehow because it was worded slightly differently. And I ended up, actually, I was online doing it, and a young lady who was very patient and very funny from the FCC, she too just, you know, just clicked that box. And I said, well, then why is it worded differently? And she goes, oh, I don't know. And I said, all right. And once I clicked that, it was really, it was done after that. Once I approved it, yeah. So now it's just a matter of time. But I just wanted to let you know and say thank you again for all your help. Plus the suggestion, you know, of coming up with the call sign that I did so it easily matches and correlates what I have on the dark side.
I don't know. I consider this side the dark side because we're able to do lots of evil things. Well, not evil in the sense of evil, but just that we're able to tinker and break things and do that. So, yeah, you're welcome. And with that, I'm at my destination. So, cool. So we just got to wait like 14, 18 business days or something, and then you'll get a watch your email and you'll get it processed and it you'll have your new call. That would be cool. So, all right. I'll send out to your final there. Talk to you later. KS8S.
I can't remember the band, but I remember a song called The Waiting is the Hardest Part. And the band name is right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it. Anyway, again, thank you. KF8BXS, for now, we're clear.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Thank you for that input. Greatly appreciated. KF8BXS.
KBP.
KE8TFM, W8EAP. W8CPT, W8EAP. W8EAP, standing by.